Welcome to Hustling Faith. This podcast is dedicated to helping people who want to analyze, apply, and amplify their God-given talents. We accomplish this by discussing topics such as business, self-improvement, health and beauty, and my random thoughts about life from a Christian perspective. I'm your host, Latasha Johnson. Are you tired of feeling less than enough just because you're single? Then you'll love my new book, How to Live an Extraordinary Life With or Without Mr. Right, a Christian woman's guide on how to survive and thrive on Single Avenue. It's time to acknowledge, address, and dismantle the harmful, limited mindset many single Christian women have internalized. Take the first step to discover and embrace the plans God has in store for you. If you want to be notified when the book is released, please check out the Hustlin' Faith website. I cannot wait to share this with all my single ladies. You have everything you need to live an extraordinary life with or without Mr. Right. Welcome to Hustle in Faith. Happy New Year. I can't believe that we are in season 7 of the Hustle in Faith podcast. It's crazy to say these words. In this episode, I want to take a moment to reintroduce myself. I'm a single Christian woman in her 40s. I've never been married. I don't have any children. I'm currently working in the corporate world with a ton of different creative outlets. I'm basically out here just living my life like it's golden. Some of you hearing me quickly describe my current situation are either cheering me on or wondering, okay, what's wrong with her? Spoiler alert, the answer is nothing. As a Christian woman, I wanted to make a difference, to lead a life of purpose and impact. Yet, sometimes it felt like my dreams were just that, dreams. Back in 2018, I finally realized that placing my faith in God and Christ and prioritizing our relationship can fuel extraordinary achievements. Our relationship allows me to step into my calling every single day. In the corporate world, it's easy to lose sight of our values, to compromise, and to forget who we are. But I'm here to say that it doesn't have to be that way. As a Christian woman, I believe that my worth and my identity are not defined by societal standards or relationship status. My worth is found in Christ. Every day, I strive to bring my faith into everything I do. From Zoom meetings to networking events, I seek to be a light to inspire others with my actions and words. But it hasn't always been easy. There have been moments of doubt, moments where I questioned if I could truly make a difference. Let me tell you, God has shown me incredible things. He's opened doors I never expected. He's granted me strength to overcome challenges I never imagined facing. Whenever I encounter challenges, instead of getting upset or scared, I know to ask God for guidance. Every day, I pray for strength and wisdom, knowing that He's always with me, guiding my steps. It's in those moments of surrender that I find the courage to keep going, to overcome any obstacle in my path. My goal has and will forever be to live an extraordinary life. This enables me to experience success in life and business. They go hand in hand. I can honestly say that I have both. Now, some people may be thinking, wait a minute. Didn't she say she was single? Yes, you can be single and happy. Your marital status does not stifle your ability to experience happiness. Being single doesn't mean settling for less or putting my desires on hold. I believe that God places desires in our hearts for a reason. And as a single Christian woman, I'm embracing those desires, knowing that they align with His perfect plan for me. Did you know that God has written a book that contains all of the plans He has in store for you? It's true. Check out Psalm 139, verse 16. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Now I already know, according to Jeremiah 29:11, he has plans for me to prosper, not to harm me, plans to give me hope in a future. Call me selfish and ambitious all you want, but I'm not about to leave this earth without attempting to discover and accomplish all the goals God wanted me to achieve. This, my friends, is not a group project. It's one that needs to be completed by you and you alone. This isn't something else that people can do for you. In fact, if you let the wrong people into your life, they can actually cause you to destroy or delay in God being in a position to bring your dreams to fruition. I'm not waiting for someone to complete me. I'm living a life of purpose and intentionality right now. I'm pursuing my passions, this podcast, and growing my presence on YouTube are a couple of them. I'm currently writing my book called How to Live an Extraordinary Life with or without Mr. Right, a Christian woman's guide on how to survive and thrive on Single Avenue. That's going to be out later this year. I travel. I enjoy learning. I'm currently studying Spanish and improving my editing skills. And most importantly, I'm savoring the time that God allows for me to spend with my loved ones in helping out as many people as I can so they can find the trail that leads them to discovering what's in the book God has written for them. I want to inspire other Christian women, especially single Christian women, to join me on my journey. I want you to embrace your desire to discover your purpose, to walk boldly in your faith, and to live an extraordinary life. This is a special episode, so I'm doing something a little different. If you're listening to this episode, I want you to click the link in my show notes that will take you to my YouTube channel. In this video, I'm going to give you the opportunity to learn even more about me. And quite frankly, I just want you to put a face to a name. Every year, I choose a word to help me stay focused on my goals. And this year, it is discipline. Discipline is my word for the year. I'm not about to allow my distractions to keep me from achieving the dreams God placed in my heart. So if you're a Christian woman, especially a single Christian woman with dreams in your heart, I encourage you to take that leap of faith. This is your year. Trust in God's plan for your life and watch as He unveils your extraordinary life, a life filled with purpose, love, and success. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed listening to Hustle and Faith and would like to support the show, please consider sharing it with your friends, rate or leave a review, donate, or make a purchase at our shop starring You Crew. Remember, if you're everything to everyone, then you risk being no one. You never know who you will inspire. See you in the next episode. Are you enjoying the Hustle and Faith podcast? Regardless of where you listen to Hustle and Faith, if you love this show, please leave us a review at ratethispodcast.com/hustle and faith. Again, that's ratethispodcast.com/hustle and faith. Or if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, if you feel so inclined to do so, why don't you just go ahead and leave us a 5-star review? Doing so will help others to discover this show. Thanks again for your support. It is very much appreciated.